Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 444, the first and the second stanza. O bless the Lord, my soul, with all thy power. Exalt the God who is thy strength and tower. Let all within me bless his holy name. Bless him who heareth all thy supplication and what follows. Psalter 444, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 2 Samuel 7. 2 Samuel 7. And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee." And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in, whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that he brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle, in all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, alike unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, and neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee, that he will make thee a house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee, and thy throne shall be established forever." According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God. But thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant, for thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible, for thy land, before thy people, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and other gods. For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever, and thou, Lord, art become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said, and let thy name be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel, and let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. For thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, has revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then by renewal on this special day that has been set aside as a day of thanksgiving, then we as a people with unclean lips attempt to draw nigh unto thy most holy throne and to humbly ask thee that thou may be mindful of us in this evening hour, that thou may work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit, also to grant that gratitude which thou wert so worthy to receive. But, O Lord, Thou knowest that in paradise, that we have lost thy image, but it displeased thee to give unto us thy precious word as a gift from heaven, also reasons for thanksgiving, and that thou hast preserved thy word throughout all the ages, and that we and our children, that we may still possess the same, Lord. It is a word that can make us wise unto salvation. It is a word that needs to be blessed by thee. Then thou knowest how we have spent the day. Thou knowest how it is, how it has been in each of our hearts. Thou knowest, because surely, on such a day, then thou beholdest the children of men, but for great multitudes, most of the inhabitants in this country, a Thanksgiving Day, without going to thy house, undoubtedly for many, that God was not even in their thoughts. But Lord, thou lookest down upon the children of men, also in this day, upon us and our children, to see if there was that gratitude that has risen into the heavens. And, Lord, that shall only be by the work of thy Spirit virtue, the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, what cometh from heaven, that shall return unto thee. May souls have come up in this morning, in this evening hour also, where they have earnestly begged of thee, that they may yet be so broken and so humbled, given to be wonder all thy mercies, and that for such a sinner as I am, transgressors from the womb, so unthankful, so quick to murmur, to abuse the precious gifts which thou granteth, and to so quickly complain, when thou even withholdest one of them. For a people that are so busy concerning their own kingdom, and not exercised as they ought to be, for thy kingdom, for thy honor, and for thy glory, then each and every one of us, even those that are in mourning, the afflicted ones, the ones with crosses and burdens, then thou dealeth not with us as we deserve. Then thou grantest so many reasons to acknowledge thee. But Lord, there are also those that have very special reasons to acknowledge thee. Young couples were united in holy matrimony. They have begun life's journey together as husband and wife. It is their first Thanksgiving Day. May it be a special Thanksgiving Day. Fathers and mothers were blessed with the birth of children. Then on Thanksgiving Day, reasons to acknowledge thee. We remember the little infant daughter still in the hospital. May those parents be privileged soon to take their precious little gift home. Then different ones, they have experienced special milestones, anniversaries in their lives, special reasons to acknowledge thee. But, Lord, if it was only right then there does not have to take place special happenings. When thou spareth in a special way, when thou putteth thy hand, but all when thou granteth the right impression, then our heart may be humbled, even under the smallest blessings. But all then we need eyes to see it, hearts to be humbled thereunder, and a tongue to praise thee, Lord. Wilt thou grant in this time, where thou yet granteth much prosperity, that we more and more may be given to appreciate the manifold blessings which thou granteth the family circle, our daily bread. We are so dependent upon thee for everything. But, Lord, we shall all come through the time, the one with more difficulties, the other one a little easier, but we shall all come to the end of our journey, and then it shall be eternity. Lord, may there then be a few souls that may be given to believe that the past season was not unfruitful for their souls, and that in the beginning, but also in the further exercises, may there be a people in the way of thy providence that have become so small that were given to see thy special hand, but more so in the way of grace, all to learn to know that precious mediator in his threefold office. Lord, we stand before another season, whether we shall come through the season, thou shalt fulfill all thy counsel. But then we may humbly ask thee, and so far that it pleaseth thee, to watch over us, wilt thou grant, when thou grantest prosperity, that we forget thee not, and even depart further from thy word. But, Lord, may it be thy goodness that worketh that godly sorrow so missed and so needed in our day, that worketh that repentance. Oh, wilt thou give us as a people that we may repent from evil and worldly ways, where the spirit shall be grieved. Lord, have then mercy. A mercy upon us and our children, and when it pleaseth thee to send adversity, difficulties, troubles, wilt thou grant a little patience and keep us from murmuring, and that the trials, that they may come out of thy right hand, and that they may be made profitable for our souls. Lord, to that end, may it please thee to grant a good season in the midst of us and our children, that with those mercies thou wilt return to Jerusalem, that thou may work lovingly and mightily in the hearts of young and old. To that end wilt thou remember and help the consistory, where a busier season commences, where also house visitation shall begin, that is heart and soul visitation. May it be heard of thy wonderful works. Wilt thou remember and help fathers and mothers, remember our youth, bless the labors in our Christian school, a blessed to the hearts of young and old. Lord, we remember all the special needs. Remember our elderly ones. We commend unto thee our Bethesda, the residents and those that may lovingly care for them, where they are also a mourning family by renewal. Empty places have come. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones? Wilt thou remember the sick and afflicted ones? All under the doctor's care, the crosses, the pain, it is all known unto thee. Wilt thou bless the family circles? May love abound. We remember the handicapped ones, the difficulties of the body, the difficulties of the mind. Lord, remember the needs in the realm of nature. May it please thee, as thou wast given beautiful opportunity to harvest most of the crops. Thou wast kept from harm and danger. May it please thee to replenish the thirsty earth with moisture. Ah, teach us more and more how dependent we are upon thee. Lord, we ask thee once more for thy help. Wilt thou grant a good evening? Ah, wilt thou grant unto us and our children what David, thy servant, has experienced, that he received the low place. Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house? That thou wast brought us hitherto, grant then a little bewonderment in the hearts of young and old. Lord, have a special favor in the latter days of the earth, where thy judgments are hanging so low upon the earth, but there is still a church to be gathered, and the church which thou hast gathered, thou shalt take care of that church. Prepare us then to meet thee in righteousness and in peace. Lord, on such a Thanksgiving day, if it is right, then also our sins shall rise up against us. They need to be pardoned. Wilt thou pardon all of them? And for Christ's sake only, amen. Psalter 367, the stanzas 1, 3, and 5. A gracious Lord, remember David, how he made thy house his care, how he vowed to seek no pleasure until thy house he should prepare, and what follows. 367, 1, 3, and 5. Thank you. in this evening hour with the Lord's help. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 2 Samuel 7, at the verses 18 through 21. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant for thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them." Our text words speak of David's thanksgiving after Nathan's message concerning the Lord's house. Four thoughts. What preceded this Thanksgiving Day? The humility on this Thanksgiving Day. The glorying on this Thanksgiving Day. And the expectation on this Thanksgiving Day. David's thanksgiving after Nathan's message concerning the Lord's house. What preceded? Because we read in our text then, the humility, the glorying, and the expectation given on this Thanksgiving Day. This first, what preceded this Thanksgiving Day. Beloved congregation, we find in our text words that David was given to thank the Lord for a particular blessing that is so profitable. Of course, we are called upon to thank the Lord for all things which he granteth unto us. But what a privilege and what a blessing. And if I would ask you, congregation, in this evening hour, do you now have a special blessing that you may thank the Lord even with our mind on this Thanksgiving Day? You can multiply it out. There have been many that have special reasons. There also those where maybe life was quite smooth, nothing extraordinary, but oh, may I then ask you, could you now go through a whole season and never to be touched and never to be humbled? That a certain blessing that it became so special that you were given to see all undeserved and sinned away. Then we read in this chapter, in the first verse, "And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest around about from all his enemies," then we would say David received a little extra time that he may refresh himself, much lay behind, persecuted, has experienced much, fought with the enemies in the chapter before, then he was given to bring bring the ark up, receive the place in Jerusalem. And now David was given to set and to ponder. Then I already hear some different ones. All mothers in the busyness of the family and fathers in the busyness of life, where it seems from one to the other that many a times you think, if I now had a little more time, not so stressed out and not so busy, then I could better think of that one thing needful, spend more time to read good books, the scriptures above all, to spend more time with the family circle. Then, of course, we must examine our priorities, and there are circumstances that sometime perhaps mothers think that they shall never have that time, where it may be a little slower. But are there not then those times when we do not have to keep our full mind on our labors? And when we have a little extra time, may I ask you, what are we then busy with? Are we busy with the things of the world, with our own kingdom? Or may there be thoughts of God with prayer sent up for that one thing needful, given to reflect upon the goodness of the Lord. And now when David, when he was given to sit in his house, he was given to look at his beautiful house, also a blessing. When we and our children, as the early immigrants, boys and girls, when your grandparents are still alive, the early immigrants, ask them to tell you what their dwellings were, how primitive, how poor. Then in that respect, the Lord granteth much. The Lord granteth a bed, a pillow, blessings which we think so little of. And now when David was given to see his house of cedar, and he was given to think of the house of the Lord, that it was only a tent. Oh, what a blessing. When in our free time, if I may say it so, that our thoughts go out to the Lord and out to his kingdom, then a beautiful thought entered into the heart of David, that he would build the Lord a beautiful house, where the Lord may dwell, a house for the ark and for the furniture which the Lord has commanded to make. And now it is clear in this chapter that David has learned from his error and from his sin. That is a blessing. When from our mistakes that we may learn, because in the chapter before, David, with that good desire to bring the ark up to Jerusalem, 20 years in the house of Abinadab, then he counseled with men, and then he has placed it upon the cart with the bitter fruits thereof. But now he has inquired of the Lord. He has told Nathan the prophet the desire of his heart. And then Nathan, when he heard it, then he thought, surely that cannot be wrong. That is fitting. What a good desire. What a blessing for the children of Israel. that he had a king, that truly feared the Lord, oh, also King David. He needed to be carried upon the wings of prayer, that he would be kept. We know how deeply that he has fallen. But now the Lord has come over in a vision to Nathan the prophet. And then the Lord has said, not David, but a son shall build me a house. Ah, then the Lord was given to relate, and that is so necessary on Thanksgiving Day. What a blessing that is, when with our thoughts that we may go back this past season and think of those special circumstances where the Lord has been mindful of us, that he has kept us. But now the Lord has told unto Nathan a greater, a richer blessing, because we read in verse 11, and the Lord telleth thee that he will build thee an house. What does that mean in those words? Oh, that means that out of the house of David, that there would be those that would continue to sit on his throne. Although we read in this chapter and in Psalm 89, that if they would transgress, that the Lord would chastise them severely. But now when the Lord, oh, what a blessing that the Lord was given to speak of his seed, of his children. What is more tender for fathers and mothers, their children? And now the Lord has given a special promise. But in that promise lieth more. When the Lord has said unto Nathan, and that he must tell David, the Lord telleth thee that he will build thee an house, included Solomon would build the Lord an house. But now when the Lord would build David a house, then the Lord was telling David that the promised Messiah would be born out of his seed. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, then he has declared, God has sworn an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on the throne. Then this promise to David, much similarities with the promise which Abram has received in Genesis 12, the verses 1, 2, and 3. What a message for David. Oh, it is true. He would not build the Lord an house, but the Lord has promised him a much greater blessing. Thanksgiving Day, 2021. May the Lord grant exercises concerning the coming of his kingdom, concerning our youth, but also the older ones, that in these dark and solemn times, that the Lord may work lovingly, irresistibly by his Holy Spirit, blessed that people that may receive a promise concerning their seed. Our second thought, the humility on this Thanksgiving Day. Then, when King David in and sat before the Lord, when we read before the Lord, undoubtedly on the ground, that he sat before the tent, where the ark was placed in the special presence of the Lord, a low place on the earth that is necessary on Thanksgiving Day, that we may receive a place in the presence of the Lord, an impression of His greatness, an impression of our smallness. And then when King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God? Is it not to be jealous of that place of a David, a place of bewilderment, of astonishment, that the Lord always is true, a discouragement, but he has received such a rich promise, a promise concerning the coming Messiah. Therein also lieth the salvation of David." Thus with a David, it concerns spiritual matters, concerned the welfare of a seed, concerned the salvation of souls. "Who am I, O Lord God?" Then the Lord has said unto Nathan, "Were the Lord the lowly station of David?" Because we read, "I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep." Then the Lord has led David back. That is so necessary and profitable on Thanksgiving Day. Then a David was given to remember his humble beginning. He was the youngest of the 8 sons of Jesse. 1 Samuel 16, where Samuel has come with a horn of oil, and that is the youngest child, a shepherd boy, and that he was anointed to be king over Israel. Then a David was given to reflect how that the Lord had kept him from the mouth of the lion and from the paw of the bear. There also those in our midst whom the Lord has wonderfully spared in special ways. It is true, the Lord has spared us all as we are in the land of the living. But the Lord also special circumstances. And may I ask you, how is it with you? Has it now taken place that you may sit before the Lord in bewilderment, astonishment, could have been eternity, and that you were given to say, "Lord, who am I that thou hast spared me?" Others under similar circumstances have been ushered into eternity. "Who am I, O Lord God?" To be given to reflect. A Saul has cast his javelin 2 times, but a David was given to escape. A David was persecuted as a partridge upon the mountains. Many times death was at hand, but the Lord has spared, the Lord has cared. The Lord has fulfilled His word, and the Lord has anointed him first over Hebron, and then after 7.5 years over all of Israel. The Lord has helped him in the battles against the enemies. David may receive a little rest, and to that end he was given to say, "Who am I, O Lord God?" Did David have anything to boast of? What do you think, congregation? Did David now say, Lord, here I am such a good king. I have earned my way to become king over Israel. No, in those words, who am I, O Lord God? A profound impression of his sins. Oh, as a David, different circumstances, unable, ready to murder, the king of the Philistines acted mad. Unbelief, with the promise that David had received, one day I shall perish in the hand of Saul. Oh, when he dwelt for 16 months in the land of Philistine, then he was full of deceit. No, when David has sat before the presence of the Lord, on the one hand, the goodness, the mercies, the faithfulness of his God, and on the other hand, his sins. Is it not a place to be jealous of? That place of David. To that end, because that was not the work of David, we have heard in this morning what the Lord delighteth in, and how the Lord was given to delight. Oh, also with the desire of David, because we read in 1 Kings 8, verse 18, that as Solomon has said, and the Lord said unto David, my father, whereas it was in thy heart to build an house unto my name, thou didst well, it was in thy heart. Oh, David, the Lord is given to delight in his own works. It was so after creation, Genesis 1, verse 31, and the Lord saw everything that he had made, and it was very good. And now the Lord is given to rejoice in his own work, the works of free and sovereign grace. Ah, David has become a man after God's house. Then the Lord was given to see, oh, as that heavenly potter in Jeremiah 18, when he formeth the vessel, what a work the Lord has. But then that vessel is formed many times in the way of trials and afflictions, that vessel begins to shine and is given to reflect the image of the potter. Ah, the Lord was given to delight King David. Such a low place. Be wonderment and astonishment with that vehement desire. That is God. Different times he is given to say, O Lord God, his desire that the Lord may receive all the honor and the glory. May I ask you, congregation, how has it been in this past season? Was there a time, were there times that you may come on that place of David, so small, so humble, so unworthy, an impression of your sin, but to experience that the Lord is faithful for an unfaithful people. Ah, with that desire that the Lord may be praised by us, but also in the family circles, in the midst of the whole congregation. Ah, in David, the work of the Holy Spirit possible through a seed who was promised. who would come in the fullness of time, and who would purchase David with his precious blood, do we not read in Revelation 13, verse 8, of the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world in the decree of God? Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? It is true, the house of David, at the end of his life, in 2 Samuel 23, verse 5, although my house be not so with God, but he was given to be wonder that the Lord has brought him and his house hitherto. Fathers and mothers, grandparents, are there times that we may be humbled under the goodness of the Lord? There are families where there is not a single empty place, where the Lord is wonderfully spared. When we think in a farming community, what a dangers on the farm, on the road. We have to be kept even in the house. And then on Thanksgiving Day, who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? Not taken one away in the past season, perhaps an increase in the family circle. Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? What a confession of David. What a blessed place have we begged for, congregation, that we may receive that low place, given to be wonder all the Lord's mercy, an impression of our sinnership. Our third thought, the glorying on this Thanksgiving Day. Let us first sing. 426, 7, 9, and 10. What shall I render to Jehovah now? For all the riches of his consolation, with joy I'll take the cup of his salvation and call upon his name with thankful vow. And what follows? 426, 7, 9, and 10. at David's thanksgiving after Nathan's message concerning the Lord's house. What preceded this thanksgiving day, the humility on this thanksgiving day, and now thirdly, the glorying on this thanksgiving day. Then David has continued, and this was yet a small thing in thy sight, referring that a son would be privileged to build the Lord a beautiful house. And it is a small thing in comparison, because then David has added, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. That concerned his seed. What a privilege, David, to hear the message that the Lord would use his seed concerning the welfare of the children of Israel, but more so a small thing in comparison, that the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Messiah would be born out of his seed, that Christ would come upon the earth as the willing servant of the Father, finish his work, satisfy his Father's attributes, and in that way, a way was made also for David and for his seed, children, grandchildren, down the generations, that a church may be saved. That is what David means. That these temporal things, the external things, not to minimize them, but compared to the welfare and the saving of our soul, then it is small in comparison, young and old. What way is the heaviest on our heart? Be honest. Also on this Thanksgiving Day, have then you only thought of outward prosperity and the blessings that we and our children stand in need of from day to day concerning the season that lies before? May I ask you, have you thought much about your never dying soul, that one thing needful? Maybe there have been souls, all concerned souls, that have so many questions, so many riddles. A hope has become different. They have learned to delight in the things that delight the Lord, but so many questions and their sin, and so unthankful souls that have said, "Oh Lord, thou hast been so good, given me the family circle, so many blessings. When thou askest me, lackest thou anything?" And they have to say, "Lord, nothing. Given so much more than I deserve. And what maketh me to differ, a son and daughter of Adam? But, oh Lord, I also have a never-dying soul. The burden of sin needs to be forgiven. A time so unbearable, oh Lord, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O save me, as thou wast saved all thy children. O Lord, that is the most necessary thing on this Thanksgiving Day. Lord, if thou shalt give me that blessing, that my sins may be pardoned through that precious mediator, then I shall be the most joyful and the most thankful creature upon the earth. Oh, then I shall be given to open my mouth and to praise thy great and worthy name. Who am I, O Lord, and what is my house, that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house. Then a David is given to renew his choice and to renew that covenant, as I read in Psalm 50, verse 5. And then a David is given to say, Lord, I am thy servant. Ah, what a precious confession. Have there been such that may renew thy choice? Thy servant, thy handmaiden. Oh, that was the confession of a Ruth. That was a confession of a Hannah. That was a confession of Abigail. Oh, when she has come before David, that was the confession of Mary. When the Lord has come over thy servant. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? Concerning that expression, there are different thoughts. Could also be read, and is this the manner of Adam? And with Adam, it was according to his works and that covenant of grace. Lord, is this the manner of man? Were among mankind, then we labor for wages, but Lord, this is so free. In the marginal notes of our Dutch Bible, then it is declared, is man worthy that the Lord dealeth in such a way with mankind? Lord, it is too great. Our forethought, the expectation given on this Thanksgiving Day. And then David was given to say, and what can David say more unto thee? Then David was short of words. Has that taken place in this past season, that we have become still, also on account of our sins, husband, wife, a son and daughter, that they have become so still, but can be seen that their thoughts are deep, that their thoughts are profound, maybe have broken out in tears, no words to express, but the need, also the love shed abroad in the heart, that there are times it can be that the wonder becomes too great. How necessary to ask the Lord that he may make the wonders a wonder indeed, eyes to see it, hearts to be humbled thereunder. What a place to be jealous of. And what can David say more unto thee? Who am I, O Lord? Thy mercy so great, my sins, my unthankfulness, they are all so great. but now the comfort. For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. It's the omniscience of the Lord. Is that a comfort or a tear unto us on this Thanksgiving Day? Oh, for a Peter in 1 John 21, verse 17, to see if Tiberius, that fire of coals, testified against him, reminded what has taken place in the hall of Caiaphas. Oh, for a Peter. Who am I, Lord, that thou hast not cast me away, that thou hast said, Peter, so much patience with thee, spoken so often hastily, have promised that thou would be faithful, and now thou hast denied me even with an oath. Who am I, O Lord, Lord, thou knowest all things. Ah, thou knowest my heart, the evil, ingratitude. Ah, the list is long, but Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Oh, are there souls that can say before an all-knowing God concerning that love shed abroad in the heart, and that shall not only be a confession, but that shall be evident in our life, then it shall also be as David, that the house of God has a large place in our life, that many prayers are sent up, and prayers that the Lord may grant blessings in his house. Ah, those returned mercies of which we have heard of yesterday afternoon out of the prophet Zechariah, the loving kindness of the Lord. For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that I need to be kept, that those under everlasting arms need to be underneath. Ah, Lord, thou knowest this king, then I need wisdom from above, that thou may guide me from day to day. Oh, to that end, then before Thanksgiving Day, a prayer day, but also on Thanksgiving Day, when it is well, then it shall also be a prayer day to be given to back, that the Lord may remember us and our children. And now what did David end in? Did David now have anything to boast? No. But David was given to boast in his God and in that one-sided free and sovereign grace. That was the hope, the expectation of David. And in verse 21, then he has spoken of three things, three matters, the foundation. In the first place, for thy word's sake, the word of God. And then secondly, and according to thine own heart. Oh, the father heart of God. That is what David was given to speak. Therefore, David was brought hitherto. Therefore, David was kept. Therefore, David received the kingship. And to that end, the promise that the Lord would remember the house of David from generation to generation, and that in the fullness of time that the Lord Jesus Christ would be born. And then thirdly, hast thou done all these great things? And then finally, to make thy servant know them. Then David was given to acknowledge the Lord, that it has pleased them to make it known concerning the fulfillment of those promises. And then, upon those precious words, and upon that low place, how was it then with David? That David said, now I may rest. The Lord has promised it, he shall do it. Comes out of thine own heart, thus now I may be at ease. Is that the way it is in the life of the church? No. True faith, that is an act of faith. And then that people, they become busy with what they have experienced. It is true. Also, those exercises need to be wrought, because that people are also rest seekers. And nevertheless, we have instruction in this chapter that David, with those precious promises, that he became active therewith. And in the verses 25 through the end, then the David was set a praying. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou was spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said. Are there still exercises amongst us concerning what the Lord has spoken? What a blessing that is. That grants expectation for the church. And David did not only pray, but he also began to provide. We read in the scriptures, he gathered gold and silver and many precious things. The Thanksgiving Day of David. What a precious place. May it please the Lord by his Spirit to grant unto us and our children. What do you think, boys and girls? Do you think that's only for old people? No. Our children, we all need the same. A low place, a little beginning. To praise the Lord. To say with the psalmist of 115, 1 and 2, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name be all the honor given. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of thy work in the life of David, and thou hast given him such a precious place. Virtue, the meritorial work of thy Son who would come by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, our Lord. Fill then with a holy jealousy, may we be given to beg to come on that place by the first time, but also by renewal. May the prayers be multiplied, that thy kingdom may come in a richer measure in the season that lies before us. Lord, we commend unto thee the family where we are called upon to go to the cemetery to bury a beloved husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and further family member, get grant a word to speak and sanctify the calling. Remember other families in another place where they are called upon to bring to the cemetery a beloved mother and also a grandmother. Lord, wilt thou prepare us to meet thee? Wilt thou watch over us in the furtherance of this week? Keep from harm and danger, from sin and temptation, from an unexpected and above all, from an unprepared death. Lord, we may thank thee for thy help. Thou wast granted in other Thanksgiving Day. 'Tis perhaps the last. For this one, for that one, for different ones. Well, to grant a prayer for one another, forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 247, the sixth stanza, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. 247, the sixth stanza, and the consistory wishes to announce that the registration for the Confession of Faith class on Thursday evening shall be at 8:30 instead of 7:30. This Thursday evening at 8:30, 247, the six stanzas.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.